A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus came with his disciples into the house. Again, the crowd gathered, making it impossible for them even to eat. When his relatives heard of this, they set out to seize him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
The antiphon of the Gospel is from Acts chapter 16. Open our hearts, O Lord, to listen to the words of your Son. It's an episode of John is preaching. And then the woman called Lydia is a pagan. And she has kind of spirit to really, when I heard the word of Paul, you really fell in love with this word of God. So he followed Paul. So this antiphon is inviting us to ask special grace, open our hearts, to listen to the words of your Son. Only the word of God can change us. Together with the Eucharist, these both is important elements of our sanctity. When we have our thoughts linked to the Word of God, either the Gospel or the Old Testaments. And that's the way we change ourselves. Because usually we think on our own self, humanly speaking. But Jesus is the one who changed. That's why Lydia, he thought he heard the word of Paul, but not his word, the word of the Lord. She changed. The whole family become Catholic. Even invite the apostles to come to her house to stay. And this is the way we change ourselves with the Word of God. Even though we don't have much time during the day, we're too busy. Like Jesus at that time, his family members were complaining he's working too hard and no time to eat. We are much better. We have our schedule. Jesus preaching, all preaching is not just preaching, to be the Word of God. It doesn't mean he talked all the time. If his touch, if the way of his behavior, how he contact people, move the heart of the people. And that's why we have to share this way. We can preach all day, but the way we share, the way we serve, it's important. They might not say anything, but they can see what you're doing. It touched their hearts. It's not you, but Jesus. If you live really the spirit of the gospel, if you really live like Jesus in you, especially in the Blessed Sacrament, as if a living tabernacle of Jesus the whole day.